I'm continually told we have beds, and we do have beds, so that's not wrong. It's not a false statement. But if you have people that have beds that are saying no because they're too acute and they don't feel like they have the staff or they don't have the security, like at a hospital or something, to deal with it, then they're saying no. And so we got to figure that out. You know, I can't have beds but still not having access to beds. So having beds and having access to beds and looking at that entire system is something that we have to do. We're already looking even at the mental health regions. We're just doing an evaluation of that to make sure that we have the right number, to make sure that we're getting the same parity of services that are being offered within each of the regions, that we have consistency. That just happens. That's not unusual. But that's not helpful either, because it's a system and it's a state. And so we need to take a look at that as well, and just how the funding is being allocated, and if we can maybe do that a little bit differently with some of the training.